Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Sunday, February 2nd, 2020. There has been quite an uptick in cases in China and here in the United States, actually, and Dr. Nyman wanted to go over some of the details and also some of the details on the paper that was published in The Lancet a few days ago about the case fatality rate, and he'll go over everything. Dr. Nyman?
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, there has been a lot of activity over the weekend. It's all going to fuel pandemic concerns, actually. And the numbers keep on going up in China in particular. Tonight, the combined confirmed and suspect case number went up to 38,763. That's the confirmed cases are now up to 17,205. Suspect are 558. Both of those numbers are significantly higher than they were yesterday or the day before. The total, the 38,000, that was almost 5,000 above yesterday, and that was almost 5,000 above the day before. So the numbers are almost 10,000 higher than they were on Friday. Between 4,000 and 5,000 a day have been going on for since Wednesday or so. And so these increases, 2 days of these increases is significantly more than the entire SARS outbreak. So the numbers are getting quite large, and there's new countries that are reporting infections, or countries outside of China that are increasing their number of cases. Both India and the Philippines reported their first cases, and now the Philippines has actually reported a death, which is the first death outside of China. Philippines have actually only reported two cases, the death and a companion of the death. And it's kind of suspicious that they've only got two cases and they've already got one death. So there's a lot of speculation that the initial assay they were using, it actually wasn't even specific for recent coronavirus. It was a pan-coronavirus probe, so it would pick up both older viruses that produce mild disease, as well as MERS, SARS, and the novel coronavirus. It basically will pick up almost any coronavirus. And apparently it's not that sensitive, or they weren't sending all the samples on to Australia. I'm not sure that these two positives were even done in Australia. I think maybe they got the test set up. But in any event, they have two positives and one death, and they probably have a lot more cases that they have reported, and there's a lot of suspicion on that front. The numbers, though, not so much these new ones in India and the Philippines, but the fact that the numbers are going up so dramatically in China is going to increased concerns. Tonight, the U.S. Quarantine goes into effect, and they're limiting access or blocking access to Chinese nationals, from coming into the U.S. If they've been to Wuhan in the last 14 days or so, I think it's how they've identified who's not allowed in, and U.S. citizens that have been to Wuhan are put in a 14-day quarantine. Various countries are pulling their personnel out. The U.S. pulled theirs out. Germany pulled theirs out and ended up with two of the 115 testing positive. Japan, I think, had a similar number, and I think they had 3 testing positive. So these are all people that are being pulled out of Wuhan. And tomorrow, I think there'll be a new wave of concerns. That'll be fueled by what's going on in the U.S., that there was a Santa Clara case, I think, on Friday, and then there was a Boston case on Saturday, and then today there were 3 cases, a second Santa Clara case that wasn't related to the first, and then a couple from San Benito. The husband was infected in Wuhan. He came back and infected his wife. And so it's quite a few cases for the U.S. in the last couple of days, and quite a few for California. They've had 4 cases now since Friday. So 1 on Friday and 3 today. So will fuel concerns in the U.S. And unfortunately, these concerns are leading to some numbers that are just not credible. The one that stands out is the claim that the case fatality rate is 2.2%. And to get a number like that, you essentially have to take the deaths and divide by all cases that are alive and have been lab confirmed. And so for that 2.2% number to be accurate, that would mean that every person in the hospital that's been lab confirmed would have to survive. And there's really no data that would hint at all of the cases that have gone to the hospital will stop dying. The numbers dying in the latest report out of China, there's 361 deaths and 475 discharges. So the discharges have just got in front of the deaths, but that's still a little over 800 and 361 deaths. So it's still a very 40-45% case fatality rate, which is exceedingly high. The actual number will probably come down a little bit, but it certainly is not going to come down to 2.2%. And a paper came out of The Lancet, I think on Friday, and that was looking at the first 99 cases in Wuhan. And it really was a follow-on to an earlier Lancet paper that looked at 41 of the cases. And since those were the earliest cases, they would give some insight into what the case fatality rate is for those 2 cohorts, and give an idea where you could take a group, get a full set of outcomes, or at least close to that, and see what the case fatality rate is, where you basically have tested everybody that was in the original study. And if you recall, the numbers for the first 41, where there were 6 deaths and 28 discharges. So there was a total of 34 out of the 41 that the outcome was known. And that would, for the outcomes, that would be a 17.6% case fatality rate. The authors just made the same assumption that WHO makes, and that to say, there were 6 deaths and there were a total of 41, and even though they didn't have an outcome for the 7, they threw the 41 in as the denominator and came out with 14.6%. But then again, that's assuming that all 7 that are in the hospital would survive. And that remains unlikely. And then the data that came out a couple days ago shed some light on why that would be unlikely. And it's unlikely because a lot of the patients are still dying from that study. And essentially, if you took the numbers that they had and subtracted the numbers that were in the first study, you would come up with 8 new outcomes. So there are 8 new outcomes reported in the latest Lancet paper. And out of those 8, 5 died. And so if it turned out that the 7 that were still in the hospital were included, if all of them were included in those 8, then that would mean that at least 4 of the 7 would have died, and potentially 5 out of 7 would have died. So if 4 out of the 7 died, then there would be 10 deaths, and 10 deaths out of the 41 would be a case fatality rate of 24.4%. With 11 to be slightly higher than that. So that is kind of what the numbers are looking like for those first 41. I mean, it's conceivable that the 7 are still in the hospital and no more is known about those 41 than was known before the second study. But if none of these 8 are in the second study, in the first study, then the second study's already got a case fatality rate of 63.5% because 5 out of the 8 have died as far as the ones with the known outcome. So the bottom line is that the additional 58 patients are not producing anything very different than the first 41, and that the case fidelity rate is certainly in the double digits. Like I said, even if all 7 survived, it would have still been at 14.6. But it's more likely to end up closer to 20-25%. And it's likely that it's also going to be 20-25% in the remaining 58 that haven't really been brought back. Haven't really been defined as to who's in which study. So the bottom line is that it's certainly looking to be a double-digit case fatality rate, and that's supported by the larger numbers showing that out of the first over 800 outcomes, that about 40% of probably 45% of those have died. So all of these numbers are pointing towards a double-digit case fatality rate above SARS. And unfortunately, this trick where they do this, take the deaths and divide by everybody that's been diagnosed, even though most of them are still in the hospital, is exactly what was done with SARS. And they started out, I'm not sure how low, I think they might have started at 2%, but there are publications because it became an issue and the media started covering the case fatality rate and how it was being calculated. And some of the reports were WHO saying that it was 4% for SARS. SARS ended up at about 10%. And even that number might have been a little bit low because the Taiwan stopped counting deaths. They said they were too dangerous to collect samples and to test them, so they just classified them as SARS-like, and most of them died, and so those SARS-like deaths weren't included in the SARS-confirmed group because they were never tested. And they also cremated them. So, I mean, they made sure that nobody was going to test them. And so the case fatality rate was probably higher than the reported number. And And mainland China reported a bunch of cases at the very end, all of which lived, and exactly why these cases were reported kind of as en masse at the end, it's still a little bit unclear. But anyway, the case fatality was at least 4%. WHO was trying to say it was in the low single digits. And the only way they could say that is to do exactly what they're doing now, which is to take the deaths and divide by a very large number, assuming that everybody that's in the hospital will recover. The case fatality rate is somewhat alarming. The big difference between SARS and the current outbreak is that, if anything, the current outbreak has a higher case fatality rate, and it has a much higher number of cases. Right now, there's 38,000, almost 39,000 that have either been confirmed by having a PCR test done by the national lab to confirm with the local labs, or the ones that are suspect, they've been done by the local labs and they're awaiting the national labs. National labs are in Wuhan, so the location's not ideal. They're busy with the current cases that have already been tested because there are so many in Wuhan. And they're lagging somewhat as far as testing the samples that are sent to them. And so the suspect numbers keep on going up fairly dramatically. And even the confirmed ones are going up at a pretty steady pace. I think it was 14,000 on Friday. It's now 17,200. So it'll get over 20,000. It doesn't get there tomorrow. It'll get there by Tuesday. And so that's the number that's used by the media in general, as well as some of the reports. Although these numbers that I'm citing, both the confirmed and the suspect, come right out of the national lab in Wuhan. And those identical numbers are repeated by WHO in their situation reports, except their numbers just lag by a day. So the numbers that came out tonight, which would have been Monday morning in China, will come out tomorrow afternoon from WHO. So WHO lags by a day, but the numbers they report are exactly the same as the national labs, which are exactly the same as the ones I cited tonight. So they're showing 17,205 confirmed and 21,558. So I think it's going to be kind of a exciting day tomorrow. It looks like the U.S. cases are accelerating. There's now 11 confirmed ones. It seems that they're all, virtually all are from Wuhan. And that is probably because that's who's being tested. The numbers are increasing in the other cities. Just the confirmed cases are approaching 600-700 Beijing province, as well as Guangdong province. Those are the two highest provinces after Hubei province, which is where Wuhan is. So I think that's going to be it for kind of the wrap-up. The numbers are going up. The U.S. numbers are going up, the WHO is giving out a false case fatality rate because they don't want to talk about the real case fatality rate. Anthony Fauci was on TV, I heard, today, and he gave the 2.2%, and he said it's 2.2%, but that could change because he knows that it's not 2.2%. That's I don't even want to put a name on what kind of number it is. Just say that it isn't real, and he knows it isn't real, and WHO knows that it isn't real, and I don't know how many people listening know it isn't real, but unfortunately, some actually believe that, and then when they see it going up on a daily basis, they're going to get concerned, why is the case fatality rate going up? And it's not because it's actually going up. It's because the way they do the calculation, which is basically invalid, to not just focus on cases with outcomes. You can do cases with outcomes with a caveat that those numbers could change. But if you're using a case fatality rate with all the cases in the denominator, then it's not that they could change, it's that they will change, because there's no reason to believe 38,000 people or whatever. Yeah, it actually would be 38,000 that have been PCR confirmed recover at 100%. I mean, it's a ridiculous assumption, and it's designed to create a false low case fatality rate. And WHO, you know, should be ashamed of themselves, because, you know, they're no longer misleading the public. So we'll leave it there, but they were caught when they did it for SARS, and unfortunately it's in writing. I mean, there's articles that were written up in 2003 on the disagreement about the case fatality rate. And then there's follow-up articles about how the case fatality rate keeps on going up, when in reality, it's just that the number of deaths keep on going up. And it's just they have more outcomes, and the outcomes start to move towards the actual number, and that actual number is pretty much indicated by the earlier outcomes. And in fact, in this case, there's already almost 800 outcomes, which is how many outcomes? Well, it isn't that how many outcomes. They end up with 8,000 outcomes for SARS, so it's not nearly as much as they're going to end up with. But there are 800, and about 45% of the cases have died that there are outcomes on. So we're going to leave it there, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow, because I think there will be a lot of activity based upon what's happened over the weekend.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Nyman, as always. Listeners, please always keep up to date with us at Recombinomics.co, as I always tell you, and it'll be probably going to be another busy week, as it has been, and as the situation continues to evolve. So thank you for listening, and everyone have a great day.